As the great divine director speaks his heart to us, we ask our hearts flame to bless him and forever give him, through us, unconditional obedience to his lightest request, until wherever we abide, we are at all times one with his own blessed heart's flame to do whatever will assist him the most to bring to the people of earth the invincible perfection of his octave. Beloved ones of my heart, I want to bring to you today a gift which I want you to remember and to use as long as eternity lasts. For there is at no time when you cannot use it. Once you understand your connection with me, once you understand the authority which I am to the life streams of this world, I want you to feel that since I am one with your own mighty I Am presence and higher mental body, then if you will call the miracle love of the sacred fire, of my authority of life, in, through, and around yourselves, that authority is one with your own higher mental body and your electronic presence of the mighty I Am. And the reason I call this to your attention is that if you will do your part, calling first to your blessed I Am presence and then to me, for the miracle love of the sacred fire to come in and around you, charged with my authority over this world, then I can release in and around you certain activities of the sacred fire that your presence must have established in the atmosphere about you before it can bring into your outer physical use certain powers of your own life stream. Because the higher mental body cannot and will not release certain powers into your outer physical use until the miracle love of the sacred fire has become the authority and power of direction in the atmosphere about you, with my authority that holds the guard, so that the energy that is drawn through your decrees and released from your presence or from our octave within your electronic circle is not touched by the forces of the outer world, and so you can have your momentum built that accumulates to the point where one day, as you raise your hand and issue the command of the sacred fire, the manifestation blazes. And then you will find your mastery over this world is but a continual acknowledgement of the miracle love of the sacred fire. When you love that sacred fire in your own heart, the unfed flame of your own life, and that unfed flame in the heart of your presence, your higher mental body, that same unfed flame, the sacred fire of life in the heart of every ascended master or cosmic being, when you understand that to give that miracle love of the sacred fire your attention and your call and demand that it take its dominion and be our invincible authority in the energy around you, then we can hold the protection and release greater powers into your outer use that will take you forward quickly, that will give you the ability to heal instantly, that will enable you to produce manifestations that can be sustained forever and as an eternal blessing to all. Now, there is no use just calling forth the powers of the presence by concentration to produce phenomena. For we tried that long, long ago in theosophy. We've tried it in several other channels. While it attracts mankind through curiosity, yet they will not make conscious effort to prepare themselves so they too might be worthy to use those same powers. Now, the beloved Saint Germain, in this ascent of master instruction of the mighty I Am Presence, has reversed the process that has gone on many centuries in the past of mankind's concentration upon the powers of life without purifying the outer self and strengthening it to the point where it could be made purified and invincible first, and then when the power is released, it becomes an eternal part of your outer life. And so, when you contemplate upon the great eternal truth that the miracle love of the sacred fire of my life and of your life and the life of your I Am Presence is one great honor flame of that great miracle love of eternity, and we are all one within that, just the same as the drop is one with the water in the ocean, then the greater power of your presence, the I Am, and our assistance to you is like a mighty current in the ocean that carries the drop forward with much greater speed than it could travel alone. And so if you will think deeply and feel deeply the oneness of the miracle love of the sacred fire within your heart, which gives you life, which releases the energy by which you move and do things in the outer world, then if you will think deeply upon it as my authority over the life streams of this world, and you will think deeply upon it as the life which your I Am Presence is giving you constantly, in these three activities will you find the secret of drawing the powers of the mighty I Am Presence into the physical world for use here to assist your fellow man and to bring perfection into outer manifestation that is commanded to be eternal. And nothing can be made eternal except by the miracle love of the sacred fire. The immortality of life is the miracle love of the sacred fire. There is nothing that can be sustained anywhere in the universe and made eternal as a manifestation except it be filled with and surrounded by the miracle love of the sacred fire. Because within that is all of everything. Within that is eternity. Within that is perfection without limit. Within that is the ever self-sustained, ever-expanding action of life forever. And that is why I told you long ago, way back in the shrine days, I told you that if you knew what your feelings could do for you, you could be free in a few hours. I still say it. I keep my word, for my truth is eternal. That which I spoke then is an ever-living word, and it has never changed through the ages and never will. Were you to quiet the outer energy of the feeling world and use the violet consuming flame and demand your immortal purity of all the energy of the outer self, and then acknowledge the miracle love of the sacred fire, of my authority in you, which is one with the authority of your mighty I Am presence, a few hours in that deep silence of love and eternal purity would saturate and reorder every condition in your outer selves until you could behold within and around yourselves the beauty and the perfection which the higher mental body could then pour forth in, through, and around you and make you the perfection of its outer, of itself in outer action, to be its victory over this world and its perfection to give to life everywhere the fulfillment of the divine plan. And do you remember once I said to you, I have wrapped you in my heart's flame without even asking your permission? Do you remember that? Do you? It is in the same discourse in which I told you that if you really knew what your feelings could do for you, you would be free in a few hours. It's all in the same discourse. I'm just giving you the discourse over again today. I'm bringing it to your outer attention, beloved ones, because it is not that you did not know that I have said it before. It is not that you were not aware what I meant by it. But I said it, and you read it, and then you stored it in your memory. But it has not been functioning in the outer intellectual consciousness, nor in the energy of your feeling world, because the incessant demand of the outer physical conditions have crowded it back so you didn't remember. But it is here to act for you. And so I am drawing this to your remembrance. And that is what the Master Jesus meant when he said, do this in remembrance of me, that as you remember the things we have told you, you swing the door open again, and the sunshine of our presence comes into the darkened creations of the demands of the outer world, and then our authority of the light and the sacred fire purify the outer conditions and set the divine order that makes you master over circumstance. If I could make the experiment, not that I lack the ability, but it's the condition of the outer world that surrounds you. But if I could make the experiment with this room full of people and keep you for 6 or 8 hours with a violet flame playing through the energy of the outer world, of the outer self, purifying it from the vibratory action of the outer world. And then after that, I could get you to acknowledge the miracle love of the sacred fire of my authority of life in you, and then you abide in that for a few hours. Children, you could go forth free. After those few hours, you would scarcely recognize yourselves in the mirror. I can give this, and I have given it to thousands of those on the path who passed through the Cave of Light in India and received their freedom. And those bodies in which some of them lived 1,200 and 1,500 years before their ascension took place. We have done this through the centuries. The law is the same forever. And our love never changes. Our authority never diminishes. The cosmic law is ever in action. But you must swing the door wide. And you must make the outer world wait. Until you have come deep enough into the heart of the sacred fire till you understand what is required and you render that obedience to your presence that enables that sacred fire to act in and around you to bring about the change that sets you free. Freedom is ever at hand, my dear ones. You do not have to go on in these limitations of the outer selves unless you want to. God, the mighty I Am Presence, and the Ascender Host are ever ready to give you this. The sacred fire is ever in existence, awaiting your use. The miracle love of eternity is ever within life, awaiting an opportunity to expand through you. But you must say to the outer world, stand aside while I go to my God. And if you have the backbone to do that, and I much suspect you have, isn't that encouraging? Thank you, precious ones. In just a moment now, while you're standing, I will complete what I started to say. If you have the determination, or you use it, to say to the outer world, demands, stand aside while I go to my God, the mighty I Am Presence, the miracle love of the sacred fire. And then, as you surrender to your presence and you demand its perfection and its authority in you, reveal the sacred fire from our octave, and you stand there unafraid in the power of that sacred fire and stay there until the peace of eternity fills your feelings, and you know that your mastery through that sacred fire has come within you to dwell, to abide, and to forever control your outer world condition. And once you have felt the peace of that, then You will know what was meant in those words of the beloved Master Jesus when he said, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I say to you, come into the miracle love of the sacred fire, of our authority over all life. Abide within that until it has saturated the energy of your outer self, and the higher mental body comes closer and releases its powers through you. And then as you turn again to the outer world, you will find that which has been delay and obstruction and limitation will have been dissolved, and like the sun coming forth from within, forever abiding over the fog, when the sun increases its light, the fog lives no more. And so it is with you when you determine to fill yourselves with that miracle love of the sacred fire and demand it expand through you, and let your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body accomplish the fulfillment of its divine plan through the outer self with my authority over the life of this world, you will find the fog and the shadows that have been your limitations of the past will have simply ceased to be. Won't you be seated, please? The same thing will take place in you that took place with the children in the cave of light. And when I sent the light rays from my heart and my head into the flesh structure of those blessed children and through the energy of their mental and feeling world, and sheath after sheath of the discordant substance of their human creation passed off like a vapor, it allowed the miracle love of the heart flame within to expand its light. And then that light became the authority over the conditions in the world around them. And when they left the retreat to move back in the outer world among conditions that had to be corrected, they felt no more the limitations of the outer, but were aware of their mastery, and they used my authority of that sacred fire to keep clear the way so their own mighty I Am presence could accomplish in those conditions what needed to be done for this nation and wherever they moved in the rest of the world. So I come to bring this to your attention today. I trust that you may feel deeply my desire for you to have this same freedom which my authority can produce, which your mighty I Am presence awaits to give you, and which is the fulfillment of the divine plan and is your destiny in this world, so you may move without limitation until that hour when the ascension is accomplished. But you may have years of service in outer world conditions in which you may bring perfection that is to come for eternity, and you may have it with perfect ease, with glorious happiness, with a limitless, ever-expanding use of that miracle love of the sacred fire and our authority in the physical world that makes you invincible against the human creation and chaos of the outer world that has sapped your energy, has destroyed one body after another through the centuries, and has kept you in turmoil and limitation and distress. because you did not command it to stand aside while you went to your God. So at any time, beloved ones, in the outer, when turmoil sometimes seems to press heavily upon you, when there seems to be distress or obstruction in the outer, fail not to remember my words today. My beloved, I am present. On the ascended host, take command of me. Blaze your miracle love of the sacred fire in and around me, and your authority over me and around me. And in your heart's flame, I say to the human creation of the outer world, stand aside while I enter into the authority of my eternal freedom on the miracle love of the sacred fire. Is my commanding presence that holds dominion wherever I abide and establishes the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled wherever I move in this world. Now you may have this, if you will but practice this call. And if the human demands again and again try to reach through, one day you must take your stand and use the great command of life. You must hold the commanding attitude impersonally to the human creation of the outer world and speak to it with authority of your mighty I Am presence and our authority over the life streams of this world and say, stand aside while I enter in to the sacred fire of the miracle love of eternity. And my mighty I Am presence is the authority in me and my world of affairs. I'm the great divine director's authority rules this world, and you must obey. Speak to the impersonal creations, the human creation of mankind's discord, but do not drive this at individuals. It is but the human creation that is your limitation, not the individual, because the heart flame in each one is the same. But when you say to every disturbing condition of the outer world, stand aside and go into the violet consuming flame, I am within the miracle love of the sacred fire, the heart flame of my mighty I Am presence, the authority of the divine director, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and I am master here. And you will know what I meant after you've used this a short while, when I said, if you knew what your feelings could do for you, you'd be free in a few hours. When that feeling surges within you of the authority of your own mastery, and you speak with authority of the great command to that which is of human creation, you will find, once you have accepted the authority of your mighty I Am presence, you will find the outer world's authority exists no more for you, because the sacred fire itself consumes it. There is no battle, because nothing in the universe dares battle your mighty I Am presence, nor me. And if you choose to come within, and as it were hide yourselves within the miracle flame of life, of our miracle love and our miracle authority, if you come within that sacred fire, there is nothing of human creation will ever battle you again. And I tell you, it is worth everything you can ever make in the way of an effort to come to the place where you feel the great calm, peaceful dominion that is as self-evident as that the sun exists. You enter into the glory of its flame, You use the miracle love of its glorious power, and you go forward, and conditions change and part and let you accomplish what you need to do to bring perfection into this world that is to become an eternal thing, and bring the victory of our octave into this world to forever release life from its limitation. So, beloved ones, we enter in now to the use of this with great joy. I shall remind you often of my presence. And if you give this command to the human disturbance around you, you will find soon, even with a small momentum of it, there will surge forward the flame, and its miracle love will handle conditions by the power of the silence that you will never handle in all eternity through talking. So I give you the easiest, most wonderful, perfect way to live life. I offer you my authority. I've offered you my love. I've offered you the sacred fire. Use it and go forward and experiment with it in this call until you will feel the great release that comes whenever you speak with authority to the human creation of the outer world and demand that it stand aside. There will come from within you the rush of the sacred fire of our miracle love, and you will be surprised at the way outer world conditions will change and obey your command. I commend you to the greatest happiness you've ever known and the eternal freedom of that life from your mighty I Am presence and our octave that is forever the miracle love of the sacred fire. Go forth and be a pillar of its living presence wherever you abide. Enjoy the perfection life intends you to have, and give it like the sun gives light to the earth, till wherever you abide, the rest of mankind arise and come into the light, until there is nothing left to create or feed the shadows longer. So come into the everlasting sun presence of that miracle love of the sacred fire, and use your call for our authority to come into the physical octave and help set all free that you contact. And I commend you to the victory that is yours forever. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Divine Director. With all our heart's love, we ask you to keep us within the altar of your heart's flame and make us its miracle love to life, and speak with authority wherever we abide until all stand ascended and free. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with this limitless outpouring of the authority of the great divine director, the miracle love of the sacred fire, from his heart, from the heart of our mighty I Am presence, and let it hold command wherever we abide forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever miracle love of that sacred fire comes under your direction, and make us its victorious power of the great command over everything in this world forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, great divine director, and the mighty I Am presence, and all whose heart's flame of love has helped us to come this far in the light. We ask you to be the authority in our world forever, and help us command that which is of the human to stand aside and be no more. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and it's invincible victory and might in the power of the great command. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress this command from the great divine director: move us forward and hold our victory over everything in this world till we all stand ascended and free. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged with the great divine director's conscious command and his authority to the earth, wrap the earth in its flame, and forever compel that which is human to cease existence forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the hands and use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the miracle love of the sacred fire and its eternal authority everywhere forever. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. And we thank thee forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the miracle love of the sacred fire, and the great divine director's cosmic authority necessary to move into outer action and compel the ascended master's victory over everything in this world to manifest and forever set all free.